Sariana Gregg, narrator.
From The Blind Assassin by Margaret Atwood. 10 days after the war ended, my sister Laura drove a car off a bridge. I was informed of the accident by a policeman. He said the tires may have caught on a streetcar track, or the brakes may have failed, but he also felt bound to inform me that two witnesses, dependable people, had claimed Laura turned the car sharply and deliberately and plunged off the bridge with no more fuss than stepping off a curb. They'd noticed her hands on the wheel because of the white gloves she'd been wearing. It wasn't the brakes, I thought. She had her reasons. Not that they were ever the same as anybody else's reasons. She was completely ruthless that way. "I'm afraid there will be an inquest, Mrs. Griffin," he said. "Naturally," I said. But it was an accident. My sister was never a good driver. From The Finishing School by Gail Godwin. A friend tells me she dreams regularly of a girl named Megan, whom she hated in grammar school. But over the years, in these dreams, Megan has grown up along with my friend, and they have become important to each other. My friend said she actually looks forward to her Megan dreams. In these dreams, after an initial animosity, the two get together and reveal how they have always secretly admired each other and wanted to be friends. Each shows striking insights into the other's nature and confides to her what strengths she's been jealous of all these years. The two of them discover they are opposites of the same self. "But what about the real Megan?" I asked her. "Have you ever tried to get in touch with her again?" "Oh, good heavens, no," my friend laughed. "I'm sure she grew up to be a horrible person." From I Was Told There'd Be Cake by Sloane Crossley. I have never met two people more afraid of the house burning down than my parents. Their sets of fireplace pokers are manifold, each distancing their poker, my dad, from the pokey, the fire, farther than the last. For major holiday dinners, there's no such thing as a fire in the background. The flaming abscess in the living room wall is always in the foreground, dominating the attention and the conversation. "It's a good fire, Dennis," says my mother, standing yards away from it. "I don't like the look of that piece there," he points. "It's fine." This from my sister, who twice has left the house without setting the alarm, and once broke our mercury thermometer on the garage floor. Her credibility is shot. He gets up to grab a poker. My mother takes a step forward. "Holy, Dennis, be careful,"